vehicle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I know you like that girl, but you don't understand why she don't text back. I got what you need, big bro. Yeah, you need the man mindset. Change up the way you think and the way you move, all about improvement. And once you got this game, it don't matter what happens, you never gonna lose it.
Can't stop now, I'm focused. I got the man mindset. Right now is your moment. You got the man mindset. Can't stop now, we focused. We got the man mindset.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Want to welcome y'all all to the show. Shout out to the 383 that broke that record. If you guys have a question, y'all can call in at area code 563-999-3056 is the number. We ask all you guys that are joining us and you want to learn game, real game, we ask that you go ahead and hit the like button, get the notifications, and all that other stuff. Update that to get your information. Also, gentlemen, we ask all you guys out there. We're the only ones on the internet that tell you about this, and nobody tells you about this stuff. This is how you got to find out if you separate yourself from everybody else when you learn authentic and brand new things that you never heard before. So, gentlemen, please get in your car when you get a chance. Go to your local grocery store dollar store, Walmart, wherever. Get a 100-piece puzzle set, guys. That's all I'm asking you to do. Get a 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead, make sure you purchase it. Get your ass home. Download and dump, not download, but dump all the pieces on your table. Rip up the box and just start the process of learning game. You know, I was going to have the title, Why the Dick is Like a Diamond, but dick is something that the woman has to work for, and we'll be talking about that today. And if you want to call in, lines are open. We love to hear from you. Love to chop it up with you. That's what we do. 100% all natural game. Everything you hear from us, we are not regurgitating any pills and all that other stuff. Like a lot of these guys out there, you're gonna have a lot of guys out here tell you guys they have game, but they're gonna regurgitate a lot of information, a lot of stuff. And that's not what the game is about. That people, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. That's not how game works. And we want to make sure that if you are learning game, you're learning it the right way and not learning a bunch of gimmicks. And guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. If you have a text message, put a T, and we will definitely answer any of your questions that you have. I told you guys, and we'll do this in the second hour, but I'm going to show you guys, you know, the sound checks of how to set your stuff up. But we're talking about why the game itself is like a diamond. And if y'all listen to the show we had yesterday, we're kind of connecting that dot. Because most of y'all don't understand game enough to understand that a man, let me change this up a little bit. There we go. Perfect. Most people don't understand that a man never tries to push himself up on a woman to get her to have sex with. Matter of fact, the funny thing about it is we actually withhold ourselves from the market. Because there's a lot of women out there that cannot handle actually being with a man, and I'm serious. A lot of women cannot handle, and I say it again, cannot handle being with a man. But a lot of women can handle the average guy. And the reason why the women can handle the average guy is because the average guy is just that, average. And we're going to talk on that today. But I also got to make sure, and we got some stuff for you. But I got to make sure everything's together. And guys, if you have a question, please put a Q in there. Let's see, no video clips. Let me see. Yes, I need to add a clip. I need to add this clip. I'm going to show, after we do the Creed tonight, I'll show you what I'm talking about. As far as game goes, I'll show you why your sound checks are very important and how you set things up. But we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss some of the issues that a lot of you guys are having in the game. But we got to make sure, let me see. Tyler, I do have your messages that we're going to play to connect what we're talking about today, because a lot of guys actually, and I'm not kidding with you, a lot of guys actually think that you're supposed to run behind a woman, kiss her ass, and beg for her time. And that's not game. That is not game at all. And for those that are learning game, y'all will see that today as we are breaking stuff down. But there's no value. There's no self-worth in a lot of you guys out here. So many of you guys right now don't understand the perception that you give off to a woman. Always understand the woman's perception of all of us is most of the time based off of her mindset. It's based off of what she sees first off versus what she's going to know with a man. So that is very important to understand, gentlemen, that a woman is always going to have a certain perception of a guy. But that's cool. We accept all that. But she already knows what most of you guys are based off of how most of you guys act around women. Like you act like you've never been there before. You know, there's a lot of thirst, a lot of need, a lot of desperation, a lot of confusion. There's a lot of things that come along with all this stuff that hurts a lot of you guys in the game. And it's hard to be a part of the game when all you're doing is self-sabotaging your life. You're self-sabotaging your world. Everything that you're doing is you're doing more harm to yourself than good, because most of you guys don't understand, again, perception. Most of you guys, as I said, man, when it comes to perception, I want to talk about that. This is very important. Because you guys, please get your crayons out, get your notebooks out. This is very important that we're going to be breaking down. Always remember, the women out here are looking for either somebody that can elevate them or educate them, or somebody that can show them a different side of sex, a different side of emotions, a different side of all these things, okay? Gentlemen, if I'm going too fast, slow me down. Ask your questions. I don't mind slowing down to answer questions because I don't want to go too fast for you guys. I want to take my time and make sure that you guys can understand what it is that I'm saying to you guys out here. But we will definitely solve this. But we have to got to look at perception. Always remember her perception. And we spoke about this yesterday, kind of piggyback on yesterday if y'all missed it. We spoke about how the perception you have is going to hurt you more because you actually are not setting you're not setting yourself up for a woman to invest in you. And that's what's going to hurt a lot of you guys. You're not setting yourself up for the woman to look at you and say, wow, I have to have that. I have to have that man. I've got to sleep with that man. I've got to be with that man. That man is something that I need. Because what you are is an end game to the woman. And is that end game saying to her, this guy is going to make me see, feel, and think things that I've never have before? Or am I going to show him things that he's never seen before by dealing with me? And that's the thing about a man. We don't move that way. Men don't move that way. And unfortunately, so many of y'all guys move the wrong way because most of you guys are not moving for self. You're not moving for growth. But remember, as we were talking about yesterday, the dress, the pants, the shoes, all that stuff we were talking about yesterday, all that stuff plays a role, gentlemen, in the perception. Remember, we told you guys that the woman that creates the dress is the woman that's going to win already because she's creating a perception, she's creating a lifestyle, and she's creating a choice in the woman that says, if you don't have me on, then your value is not as much as you think it is. It creates a perception from its conception. From its conception, gentlemen, think about what I'm saying. From conception, everything changes because conception, as I said before, is her having an idea of a dress. Conception, she draws it. She, the woman, scribes it. And the woman, it is the woman that creates the creative idea and imagination. And it is a woman that positions herself or positions the dress itself to put itself in a position where it doesn't beg, barter, it doesn't try to prove, it doesn't try to manipulate or deceive. It just stands there and draws in the woman to a point where the woman, as we showed you before, to a point where the woman is going to take an idea and see that idea as a way to feel sexy and feel good about herself. And this is where game comes in at. And this is what we're talking about today, guys. This is what we're discussing. All of this is very important in the game. This is how most will win versus how most will lose, depending and based off of how do you feel or how are you feeling for and to yourself? All these things are important because the question you're asking yourself is what is she going – well, y'all don't ask this question, but I'm going to ask you to start asking yourself the question. What is she going to get from me that she can't get from the next man? And if you cannot answer that question, then you're part of the problem versus part of the solution. Because it's not the sex that turns the woman on.
It's not the sex.
It is the mythical thing called the man. As I was telling you guys before, the diamond. The thing about the diamond is that we all know the diamond is just a piece of glass. It's not really much of anything. But when the companies realize the could be worth of that, they started withholding it from the marketplace. And as they were withholding it from the marketplace, this piece of glass started to have more power because the women started attaching their emotions to the worth of a diamond because they love shiny shit. They love shiny things. But because they love shiny things, they attach value to it and they want it more because they know they can't obtain it. Just like a man, a diamond, dick, and a man all fall under the same category. They're all on the same street in the same neighborhood. A man is not trying to withhold himself from a woman automatically to get her to automatically change her mind. That's not what it is, because that's playing games. See, a lot of y'all are going to say to yourself, well, you know what? I just need to hold myself off from the woman. I need to hold back from the woman. But this is where you fail. Because you're holding back not for yourself. You're holding back for the woman. And anything you do for the woman is a fail automatically. It is her perception that she has from her past. Oops. It's the perception she has from her past that helps her look to her future to see what it is she wants to do, why she wants to do it, and who she wants to do it with. Her mind, her opinion, okay? But for the guy that doesn't win with a woman, it's because he's already coming out of the gate thinking negative. Negative thinking is not going to help you reach your pinnacle as a man or be able to show the woman why you're that man. Because remember, her perception, very important, her perception of what you are is not the thing that's going to get her to sleep with you, get her to be with you. It's knowing that you have enough skills or skill sets that you can win every time or you can lead every time. YT has a question. How do you respond to what's all, wait. I don't understand. Wait, is that the woman? Wait, what is that? What ways have I changed? Wait. This is why sometimes I got to ask you something. Why would you tell the woman something's wrong? Why would you tell her she's changed? We all know that you told her she's changed, so we need more information. I don't understand. What did you say to her? Because, gentlemen, what you'll notice in this message is that this is something that a guy answers, but you're saying, the woman is saying, what ways have I changed in? Because I'm asking you, YT, why are you in the feminine right now? Because the only way she can say this statement is that you're in your fucking feelings and you're mad at her for not being what you think or what you've been trying to get her to be. But again, guys, everything you say tells your story. So I need you to please help us or help us understand more of this, because this doesn't make any sense. Somebody saying to you, what ways have I changed in, if you haven't told her that? There's something we missing here on the front end that you did. And I got an idea. You were begging and bartering, and you were doing all this bullshit trying to get some quick sex. Then you didn't get it, and then you and your fucking feelings, and then all of a sudden you think she's the problem. YT, I need you to answer this question, okay? YT, I need you to answer this question. YT, please answer the question. I'm talking to you, because if not, you're wasting. You're holding up the time. So YT, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. If you do not answer this question, you're gone, man. You're gone. I'm going to get rid of you. Because you're asking a question, I'm trying to get more information out of you, and all you're doing, and you're not, you got to answer this. I need more information. I can't answer this question. But don't ask a question if you can't give me the details that I'm asking for. Because something is not right when a woman is taking a position of saying, what ways have I changed in, if you didn't bring it up. But I know you brought it up. So the question is, I'm asking you, why are you in the feminine? Why are you in the feminine? Why are you in the feminine? So you got 2 minutes, dog. If you can't answer, I'm going to just boot yourself out, because I'm going to block you. Because I don't like wasting time. Yes, please. Yes. The Man Mindset. Send them an email, guys. TheManMindset@gmail.com. Send me the screenshot. Send me a few of them. Let me see your conversation. Send me a few screenshots, please. All right? Please post it. Post them to the email, TheManMindset@gmail.com, please, somebody. So he can know where to send them to. Question is, how do you get out of the feminine way of thinking? How do you not catch feelings and be emotional? Well, you don't catch. That's the thing about being a man. We don't catch. We catch feelings. Men catch feelings, but only to themselves. I catch feelings for me and me only. I don't catch feelings for a woman. Again, that's feminine. You catch feelings because you don't catch them for yourself. You catch feelings by that, okay? You catch feelings for somebody else. And that's the problem. You cannot roll this game. Let me see if he sent the message. You can't roll this game the way you're rolling it and thinking that that's going to give you the change that you need. Let me see if he sent the message. No, I've not got the files from you. Waiting for the files, sir. I have not got those things from you. Guys, y'all want to call in? 563-999-3056 is the number if y'all want to call in. We're just chopping it up. But as I was saying before, is that her perception of you is very important. But for a lot of you, the perception is a negative one. And when you have a negative perception, that means there are negative things about you that a woman just doesn't want to be around. She doesn't want to be around lazy and doesn't want to be around someone that isn't about that game. Yeah, cover up her profile, please. Please do that. You're not saying men can't love people other than themselves. Well, Antonio, I'm not teaching you how to love a woman like a fucking woman does. Women are supposed to fall in love. We fall into a thing called respect. That's my thing. Nobody uses that but me. I've always been using that, falling into respect. You don't fall into love. What you mean fucking falling in love and shit? What do you mean you're not saying men can't fall? You ain't supposed, why would you fall in love? What the fuck are you falling in love with? What are you falling in love with? I'd like for you to answer that question, Antonio. Because apparently that's the feminine. You wanna not love yourself first? It's not a thing of falling in love. It's you're giving away what you are to a woman when you ain't standing on anything, Antonio. You're giving it away. And that's part of the problem. Most of y'all guys are giving it away because most of y'all guys don't understand the perception. The perception that she has is a sum of everybody else. But it's also her feelings about a man. It is those feelings of what she wants versus what a man can give her, which is a need. But in that need is saying that you can have me, but you can't have all of me. And you've got to accept that to be with me. And if you can't accept that, then it's not going down. But if anybody falls in love, she's supposed to fall in love with you first. She's supposed to fall into lust with you first. She's supposed to want you so bad that it hurts her sometimes, even thinking about not having you. And I know a lot of you guys don't see this perspective because this is a totally different way of thinking and a totally different way of moving. But the man is not going to grow loving something outside of itself. If you think about you loving a woman, ask her, what has she done to gain your love? More or less, what has she done to get you curious about her? What has she done to get her attention? What has she done to get you to say, okay, she's worthy of love? Now, yeah, love your mom, love your dad. Hell, I'll even say love your pet in the top three, because your pet is unconditionally or will unconditionally love you. Your pet will be loyal to you, even more loyal than sometimes your parents. Your pet would be. 7-Eleven asked a question. If we can't have all the women like first make them fall in love with us, try to have it all, man, babe, you're running off your sentences. Let me read this shit. So if we can't have all of a woman like first make them fall in love with us to try to have all of a man, but truly can't just so we can have the full commitment. What, dude? Structure your sentences, dog. This doesn't fucking make any sense. Like, first make them fall in love with us to try to have all the man. But truly can't just so we can be, so we can have the full, I don't understand. Hey, guys, are y'all reading this shit? I don't know what the fuck he's saying. What are you saying? I don't, I'm trying to decipher this shit. What does this shit mean? Yeah, dude, I appreciate the question, but you're all over the place with your question. I don't understand what this means. So just rewrite that shit. I'll answer, but I don't understand what that fucking shit means. A girl cried because of me and says, I don't know what she's been through, what the hell to do. How do I respond to that? Show off. I need to ask you a question. Why do you give a fuck? Why do you give a fuck? You don't know what she's been going through. You know why I don't know what you've been going through? Because what you've been going through is none of my damn business. Why do you care? This is y'all's problem. Why do y'all care so much about what a woman is going through? I don't understand why she say, I don't know what she's been going through. Listen, a lot of women will go through certain things with a man. They're going to go through a roller coaster ride because they're not used to not having all of us, and to have a little bit of us is going to throw them off, okay? So I understand this. Shout out to Ism, man. Ism, I've been watching your shows, though. I've been in your room watching that shit you've been saying on your shows and shit. Shout out to you, Ism. Shout out to you. Let me see. I think that's a statement. It's not your responsibility to address. Yeah, it's not on me. Listen, they're going to feel a certain way when they can't have you. They're going to be upset. But listen, whether you are upset or not, that's none of my damn business. And what is this, dude? What are you talking about, man? How do I improve my mouthpiece? Exercise book? No. Dog, you don't. Man, get out of the game, dog, asking that question, dog. You got to learn game, dog. This is what y'all understand, man. Why? At the end of the day, the answer is always going to be learning game. You don't have a mouthpiece because you don't even have a bid, because I'm the only one that teaches bid. Nobody talks about bid but me. No one creates the bid that I've created but me. If you're a man mindset guy, you should be booking a 30-minute consultation so we can start on your bid. But if you're not doing that, you ain't really doing shit, man. You're not really doing anything. What a shame. What a shame. Steve Ism said, as Steve, should men get married young? Ism, the answer to your question, I don't know why you're asking about other men, but I'll answer your question. Should they get married young? The beautiful thing about a man, if a man knows exactly what he wants and knows how to lead, he can do whatever the fuck he wants to do. So, yeah, a man can't – wait, but the key word here is not male. Key word is man. So I don't understand. I mean, you got to give me more – why are you asking that question? Because I don't understand. What's the point of that question? Should a man marry young? I don't know. Should he? What do you think? Well, I just told you what I thought, but I guess you're going with something – try to say something, but why shouldn't a man? I mean, if you know game and you know your self-worth and you know your value and you know what you want to do, by all means, you can marry whatever you want. Because if you, oh, I know you'll list our shows all the time, but as I said before, it doesn't matter what the woman is to another man. It's what that woman is to you. It is what that woman is to you. So I don't understand. Isn't please explain yourself. Or you call in and tell me if you want. It's your call. All right? It's your call, okay? King S, the answer is yes. If I were you, King S, I'd do them both, but it's your call. But Ism, if you're saying, I don't know what you're saying, Ism, if you want to call in and if you got something to say about the question you're asking, that's fine. So I'm going to read this email from this guy. All right, he said, I can't tell if you're joking. Let me open this shit up and read this shit up. Listen to how you're talking, dude. You're saying, well, joke aside, I still like you low key, but I can't love someone I haven't been around. Like, even though we work together, man, motherfucker, dude, you are the reason why women walk all over people. This has got to be the weakest shit. I'm going to read this bitch-ass shit. Listen to this, guys. Listen to this bitch shit. I can't love someone I haven't. Now, this is him talking to her. Wait, is this? Hold on. YT, are you the guy or who is the one? Are you to the right or the left? YT, are you to the right or the left? I'm trying to free the. Wait a second. No, it is you. Okay, I got it. This is you talking. Okay, I read. All right, well, I'm going to read this shit. The woman says to him, do you actually, I can't tell if you're joking or not. Now, y'all can't see it, but I'm just showing y'all. Trying to show, well, I don't know, the camera's not going to pick it up. Okay. Look at what he's saying. He says, well, joke aside, I do still like you, but low key, I can't love someone I haven't been around. Like, even though we work together, why the fuck are you talking to a bitch that you work with, you dumb motherfucker? We haven't been around each other outside of work, and I haven't seen you since 2021. YT, before I finish, how old are you, dog? How old are you, man? How old are you? How old are you, motherfucker? You, Jesus Christ. You're... Where we're in 2022. And you're saying I haven't seen you since 2021. Why are you wasting my time with this silly ass shit? And you changed a lot since I last seen you. You think she, just because you are service dwelling, you don't think she's growing? You changed a lot since I last seen you, which is not a bad thing, but you're not the same whatever as a year ago. And I'm not the same whatever as a year ago either. So, yeah, I still like you. Wes, are you – Wes, he ain't from the DMV, dog. He can't be talking this way. Look at this shit, Wes. My dog, Wes. Hey, Wes. Look at this shit, Wes. I'm not making this shit up. Wes, look at this cake shit. But I'm not sure if we will work out now because, like I said, the both of us change a lot over time. He said, also, I will always be down to please you even if we're not together. Are you fuck? Dog, what the fuck are you saying? Thank you, Wes. What the fuck are you saying? You're saying to me also, I will always be down to please you, even if we're not together. So, yeah, I'm here for – almost dropped the fucking phone. You said I'm here for you? I can't make this shit up. You said I'm here for you? Then she said, YDMY, I guess I'm not the same. Everyone changes – every year, whether it's mentally, physically, or spiritually. That's what I mean. You might not notice the change within you, but I do. But as far as I can tell, you have been improving since I met you until you mentioned about the only fans thing. Just kidding. Dog, what is wrong with you weak-ass motherfuckers, man? This is why women don't want to fuck with you. Why would you send this dry-up pussy-ass message to a woman, and then you right, hey Wes, exactly, Wes, he gonna be like,
hold on, it's time, I got the legs, you can hit it. Oh wait, you want it from the back? Hey, excuse me, do you mind turning over? He wants to hit you from the back so I can. Well, don't worry, I'll angle myself so I can grab your ass cheeks and spread them out. Okay. All right, here we go. Wait, I got her butt cheeks open. Oh, there you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. Ooh-wee. You're sure getting it. Are you okay? And then you'll get a little towel and shit and dry her little fucking forehead off a little bit. Okay, there you go. All right. So, people, are we going to move another position? Oh, he wants to get on his back now. Okay. Okay. He wants you to go cowgirl. Hold on 1 second. All right. Let me. Can I pick you up? All right, I got you by your hand. Okay, let me walk you over. Boy, it's so beautiful out today. Oh, okay, now. Okay. Okay. Easing in. Wait a second. Ease it back. There you go. Wait. I'll hold your hands as you're getting down. There you go. Now bounce. Okay. I got you under control. No, I am not looking at your titties. I'm not. No, I'm looking over at the wall. Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah. No. My ears. No. Hold on. Ollie, Ollie, Oxafree. I can't hear anything. Ollie, Ollie, Oxafree. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. I don't hear you screaming and yelling. Okay. I mean, my God, are you fucking serious? I don't understand that shit. I can't understand why you're telling a woman that you caking her like that, man. You don't talk to women like that. This is why women don't want to fuck with y'all, because y'all are playing games and you ain't being true to the game by showing her, like, I care about you. We at work, 2021. You just, man, come on, man. You can't talk to no woman that way. Oh, come on, dog, man, come on. Come on, dog. You got to be better than that shit. Let me get this question right here. What are your thoughts on Johnny not saying he stayed with Amber Heard because he didn't want to fail? He was already a failure. Listen, here's the thing y'all service dwellers don't understand. Just because Johnny Depp, I love Johnny Depp as an actor. Hell,
I even like Will Smith as an actor. But, gentlemen, when you see Jack Sparrow or you see a role Will Smith in Bad Boy is playing, that's just a role, okay? That's called acting. Acting is when a loser acts like a winner and acts like he's cool, acts like he can swing a sword like Jack Sparrow or shoot like Will Smith did at Bad Boys, you know, be the cool guy with the nice outfit. You remember he walk in the room and he just pop on his suit and get, go in slow motion and everything, talk about how good he look and shooting and all that aggressive. That's called acting. That's called acting. So the problem with y'all do is what women do. You get caught in the story, and then you think the story is actually the character that's playing in the story, and you actually think that that motherfucker is cold. I mean, most of y'all might think Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man is a smooth billionaire. Fuck no, man. He stayed because his father stayed with his mother and that he didn't want to hurt AM. Man, fuck out of here with that shit. Man, we grew up, Papa was a Rolling Stone. If Mama wasn't acting right, that motherfucker is gone. Yeah, guess what? Back in the day, he said, I'm going to get some milk. I'll be back. I'm going to get some milk. And he don't even come back. Johnny's doing it for the wrong reason. Don't do nothing for your parents. Your parents' situation is none of your business because that's between them, not you. They brought you into this world, but him watching his parents say, well, because my mom and dad wasn't, you know, I'm Jack Sparrow, and all that stupid-ass shit. Man, come on, man. I got to wake up, man. Lines are open if I want to call in. 563-999-3056 if you want to call in. We're talking about the game is like a diamond or dick is like a diamond. And that's what we're going to be discussing today, showing y'all guys the power of manhood and showing y'all the power of when you are a man, you win. Question here, they act like how some of those guys, when they have confidence and they don't have game. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's pretty much the same thing. It's pretty much the same thing. But as I said before, it's perception. A lot of y'all guys don't understand that the woman already has a perception of you. But it's based off of the perception that you have of yourself that's going to make you win. See, most men, y'all see, y'all got, y'all, listen. You want to know why most men are fucking? You want to know why most men have women that want to fuck them? Because unlike you surface dwellers, they ain't trying to fuck. They ain't trying to fuck like you are. So, like the diamond, as I said before, they withhold themselves from them. Okay. Here's the problem with a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys always talk about these women showing their asses or showing photos on Instagram and Facebook. You know, you see all these photos and stuff. But you don't know the shit that they give those men on the back, or those men on the back end. All that nasty, the good shit that you can't see. See, what y'all guys need to overstand in this game right here is that all of these women want what they cannot have. And that's how we all are. We all want what we can't have because these things are withheld from the market. A man withholds a dick. Dick is the last thing you give somebody. Dick has to be earned. But y'all motherfuckers are like giving it away like Halloween candy. Come on, take my dick. Take my 3 minutes of sex. Hey, take my 3 minutes of sex, please. Come on, just take it one time. Please, I'll pay you. I'll take you out. Eat. Please take my 3 minutes of sex. Yeah, that's what I say, right? Shout out. Yeah, we get, like my dog 50 say, y'all get the she's in the mirror holding a phone giving her a duck bill. You know that duck bill face and shit? But y'all like 50 saying, y'all don't understand what we get on the back end. We get all the nasty shit, the nasty videos. Videos are licking her nipples and shit or sticking things inside of herself or anything that's requested. Man, you don't even have to request it. They just want you to have that stuff because they love the fact that they have power over the average guy. They like the fact that they have power over the average guy, but they lust and love over the fact that they lose power around a real motherfucking man. And that loss of power makes them think that they can throw their body at a man and he's all of a sudden going to change who he is. No, girl, I ain't taking you out to eat. Oh, really? And then she like unbuttons her clothes and the man be like, oh, well, we'll go to Chez Francois. Man, that shit ain't happening with a real man. Motherfucker tell you, put your fucking clothes on and get the fuck out or you keep See, I don't understand. See, the thing about a man that makes man a man so great is a man is willing to let a woman go. That's what turns her on. The fact that we can let him go. The fact that we can say no. The fact that we can lead them. The fact that we can show them things about themselves. Remember, most real men are really at their core, gentlemen. Their core. Their core. And if you are not at your core, how can she want you then if you can't lead her to her core? See, we don't lead her like a flashlight saying, come on, we're going to go through this dark alley and get to your core. They see things in themselves by being with us. That's how we kill them. Right, I'm going to give you all an example. All my dogs, y'all listen, give you an example. We're going to do the creed in 14 minutes, and then we're gonna keep it going. But I want y'all to hear something. I'm going to go play a Tyler clip, but I want y'all to hear what this lady's saying. I want y'all to see what it's like. In 1950, if 1950 is still in the room, he probably laughing at this shit because this is what it's like. And this is what it's like all day. Guys, when I say all day, I mean all day from different women. All right, so I'm going to play one, and then we'll play the other. Matter of fact, I'll play it, and we'll stop it because there's so much she's saying in this shit. All right, here we go. Let's play this motherfucker. Here we go. Oh, wait. Hold on one second. Wait, let me see how I do this shit. Hold on, let me turn down the volume because we got to hear this shit. Hold on a second. Let me turn down the volume. Matter of fact, hold on. I got it. I'll do it for my Facebook. I do it for my Facebook. Duh, I'm so stupid. All right, here we go, guys. I'm going to do it for my Facebook. Here we go. Listen to this, guys. All my dogs, listen to this. Listen to this. We're going to stop it. Here we go. Start it from the beginning. Here we go. Listen.
Hi, Tyler. I'm thinking about you right now. And I'm thinking about your dick. I'm thinking about how I can rub my hand and start making it get hard. And I know I'm touching myself right now as I'm talking to you.
Oh, wait. Stop. Hold on. Y'all see that right there? You guys can't even get a woman to buy you a milkshake. And what is she saying? As she's talking, she's touching herself because the freedom that Tyler has given this woman on a mental level is saying that I can be nasty as I want to be. I can be myself around you and I can show you the nasty side of me because I need you. And the only way I'm going to keep in your presence or in your mind is by showing you and telling you things at my core. Let's keep going. Listen.
Touch you. I pull you down. I love licking you. I love it when your penis goes into me. And this morning you said you didn't think you could do it anymore. Well, I proved that wrong because you got it in you.
whoa. There's nothing Tyler said. Guys, for some reason, y'all think women don't like sex. And they want it all the time from a man. They want it all the time from a man. This is why I keep trying to tell you. They want it all the time. Because if they don't get it from a man, they're going to lose their motherfucking mind. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? And this is what I'm trying to say. I'm just reading some stuff real quick. Okay, guys, I'm going to continue. All right, let's keep going. We got a few of these, so let's keep going.
I just want you to know that my pussy is yours. Only yours. I don't want anyone else to have it. And, you licking me, touching me, pounding me is awesome and amazing. And I am so blessed and lucky.
Stop. Whoa. I'm blessed. I'm lucky. See, most of you guys out here sit around and say that you're lucky because she's going to call you. You're lucky because she's giving you a few crumbs. I'm trying to show y'all this is the lifestyle, man. This is when you withhold from the market. This is when she's the one that's got to work for you because they will work for a man. Don't think. I was listening to some song today about some woman saying it's not about the dick or something, or, you know, something. It was a rap song by some woman. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that this is the lifestyle. This is what we get on a daily basis. And this is why it's not amazing that those that get game, because all this stuff is beautiful. Hold on, MN. Let me keep going. Hold on.
Hey, babe. So have a wonderful day, and I will be thinking about your penis all day. And how when you entered me this morning, just I truly put that into my brain of that feeling. Oh, that feeling right there. Oh. All right, babe. Have a wonderful day. I'll call you and check in. Bye.
Wait, let me stop that shit. Wait, y'all hear that? I'll call you and check in. Did he have to? Do we have to ask for them to check in? They're going to do it. As I said before, what I'm saying from all you guys out here is that when you withhold yourself from the market, and I don't mean withhold yourself by saying, I'm not going to give myself to you. Is that I'm not just going to give you my dick just yet because you haven't shown me that you're not even worth my time yet. Gentlemen, write this down. Curiosity, attention, time, respect, dick. I'm going to say it again. Curiosity, attention, time. The woman has got to work for you by showing her that she is not that special until you deem her to be special. Let's keep going. Let's get this other clip.
Tyler, I am so addicted to your cock. I want it all the time. I want it in me all the time. I want you on top of me, but behind me is also so, so fucking sexy. And being able to look at you and watching you come, that's so amazing. That turns me on right now. But yeah, so every single time I come to you, that's when I have to take my clothes off because I want us just to feel that passion with each other. So that's what I wanted to tell you.
And that's a double text right there. Let's get back to the music because we got to get to other stuff. But that's a double text right there, guys. That's a double text. She's doing what I'm saying. I'm trying to get y'all guys to see. And y'all can't see it. You just don't give yourself away to somebody the way you guys do. And this is why y'all are losing, because you can't even give yourself to yourself first by actually loving yourself and actually growing yourself and creating what you see right now. What you see right now is a creation of Tyler creating his world to his specifications. And by creating the world through his specifications, the woman is coming in saying, wow. But this is game, gentlemen. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. This is game. This is a beautiful thing about having game. Because when you have game, you are not sweating perception, whatever, man. Everything you do with a woman is going to matter based off of what you are to yourself. But you're not doing anything courageous that makes her that sticks you out of the ordinary, because you want to be ordinary. You want to be like everybody else. You choose to be like everybody else. You choose to be that way. But the reason why Tyler is what he is because Tyler came to me like most of you losers come, and he wanted to be a winner. Tyler said, I need to learn game. I'm ready to be a student of the game because he is still a student that's still learning. He's cold, but he's still a student learning. I'm cold. I'm still a student learning. We never stop learning as students, and y'all have not even scratched the surface of learning because every day that goes by, you're wasting it away and not doing anything to win or to get it the way a man does it. This is why men always are going to win, because we are branded. We are branding ourselves to the woman. And show off. This is not about how long it took Tyler, because you're not Tyler. See, this is, I'm trying to prevent you guys from doing what those cult motherfuckers do. Okay? What you're seeing is a result of Tyler, because Tyler is still a student. He's still learning. But these are the results you get when you learn game from your fucking mentor. You guys don't have a mentor. You guys don't have a mentor. Tyler has a mentor, me. Without me, all those clips you hear, there won't be null and void because Tyler would be just as lost as you guys who don't have game. But this is a start. This is what you believe in yourself. You guys believe that you're not good enough. And the reason that you don't, the reason you don't win is because you actually think that you can do it. And look at that. This is what Tyler, look at Tyler's telling y'all. Look at that. Tyler's trying to tell y'all. This is what makes Tyler a great student of the game. Because Tyler knows that even though he's winning, he can win better. Greater. And Tyler, unlike you guys, he is invested in himself. He's always in class. You know what? I tell you why this is a good thing. And I'll tell Tyler this. I never even told Tyler this before. There was a class that I took that I failed. But you want to know why the teacher passed me? Because I was always on time. I always participated. And I was always in the room learning, even though I fucked up and failed because I didn't study the shit. I should have studied. That was my fault. But he passed me because, just like with Tyler, he passed me because I'm always in here and I'm always learning, just like I'm a student of the game. But see, y'all are not students of the game. You can't win like this. And you guys, we'll do the creed 1 second. After the creed, gentlemen, after the creed, we'll go into the positives. But I want, we're talking about this. But see, why do I show you the creed? Because the creed is what Tyler is using for himself to guide himself to be a better Tyler than who he is today. Nobody has the creed that does what we do. I keep trying to tell y'all this. This is why you have to look at the creed. This is why it's important to repeat the creed, to learn it. And again, create your own creed. I don't give a fuck. But I'm doing this because I want you guys to talk to yourselves like winners do. This is how winners talk to themselves. Winners don't sit around and talk like losers. We talk to gain focus. We talk to have understanding. And we say things to ourselves like, I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last motherfucking breath. I will challenge myself to be a better man. I don't fucking fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself. I will not change for Smurfs, elves, unicorns, because I won't judge myself. I don't judge women. I don't judge other men or make excuses like the other surface dwellers do. I'm here to build my mind up. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who the fuck I am today. And if you are lucky enough to keep my attention and you're lucky enough to earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. How many of you guys talk this way? You don't even talk this way. This is why we have it up. Because I want y'all guys to see how men talk to themselves. Everything I do is for me, and you don't do anything for yourself. Everything you do is for a woman. Everything you do is for the woman. And this is why you are the cubic zirconium. You're not the diamond. Yes, there's still glass, but you know what? You're the fake diamond and not the real diamond, even though that's a piece of glass. Because we withhold ourselves. We don't just give ourselves away. She's got to work. She's got to earn. That's the draw in, because when she works hard, guys, as I told you before, I don't want to tell you my car story again, but I'm just saying to you guys, if your parents bought you a car right now and you got in an accident, you really wouldn't give a fuck. You're like, damn, you know, I lost the car and shit, but you know, well, the insurance will take care of it and, you know, I'll just get another car later. That's your thinking. But what if you worked hard for that car? What if you took the bus two times and sweat and blood and tears and hours, finally get that car, and that car got, man, that shit would devastate you because you put work in that. And that's the thing we're always talking about women. That's the beauty of being a man. Guys, I have a question. You can call in. If you guys have something, put a Q in here. We're chopping it up. We're talking about you guys having the ability to successfully act on who you are despite uncertainties you may have, despite any fears you may have, and take risk and have the ability to manage how you feel and that when you attempt something and do something, to show that even though in your mind it might be difficult, you can never let them see you sweat. You remember they used to tell you that shit? And then those Old Spice commercials, I think it was, never let them see you sweat. Never let them see you sweat. They always tell you that shit. Never let them see you sweat. Never let them see you nervous. Never let them do that. It's like we were talking about guys before. You guys don't even bet on yourselves because you don't even believe in yourselves. The woman will buy into the man or the dick just as fast as they buy into a diamond. Because the man can take the dick off the table whenever he wants to devastate that woman. And it's not just the dick, it's time. You don't get my time. You're not worth my time. And this is, but see, you guys don't believe in yourselves enough to say my time is worth is a lot of things. I had a guy try to get at a woman, and a woman told him, fine of mine, a woman told him, I'm looking for someone to pay my bill. I'm looking for someone to pay my bill, right? And he got coached, and he's like, Steve, well, what I said this to her after she told me I asked for a bill. And I said, you've already lost. He's like, what are you talking about? How did I lose? I just want to know, did I say the right thing? I said, you lost because you said something. She already showed you she wasn't shit, so you should have threw her right back into the water. But yet you try to justify and talk to her, and that's what you guys do. You guys don't see. Oh, Jesus. JS, listen. I say this with love. This ain't for everybody. You're not losing something like motivation because you never had it. What you have is a false sense of motivation. You don't have motivation. But see, this is your problem. You're looking at someone lighting a fire under your ass when you don't even have the balls to grab your fucking axe, go get Blue the fucking ox, go to the redwood forest, chop down a tree, cut it up, and make your own fucking fire. That's why you lose. This ain't for you. This is not for you. You know what you are. You're just food, man. Y'all actually think everybody can be a man? It doesn't work. The game doesn't work that way. You cannot be a man. Everybody cannot be a man. Everybody can't be. So you are what you are. Can a woman not having a game be the reason why it's so hard to progress? Wait, can a woman not having game to be the reason why it's hard to progress? Jacob. Jacob, do you understand you're the woman in this question? You understand why you lose? The reason it's hard to progress is not the woman's fault. It's the fact that you don't have any experience in the bedroom to progress anything from a woman, because all you've been doing the whole time is being boring as fuck to the woman, dog. So what the fuck are you talking about? I don't understand y'all, man. These women don't want to be with people that don't know what they're doing. I'm being honest with you guys. I keep telling you that these women are always throwing themselves at men. They're always talking about things they want to do, things they want to be, how they want it done. They're always discussing those things. Okay? That was the right one? Oh, I'm sorry. That was him getting her ass. I'm sorry. You go. Y'all act like women don't talk this way? Y'all act like women are sugar and spice and everything. Right? Man, they're dirtier than us. But what's the investment for a woman when you guys are not investing in yourself? Let's look at this. All right, Sabah, let's look at this for them. Look at this message. I'm thinking this could be fun. I like being your woman, but I have never ventured out. Would you want to see me with someone else? I'm not sure if I can see you pleasing another woman. Lots to think about. Let me stop right there. You want to know why I'm a bad motherfucker? Because when you're a bad motherfucker, you would teach a motherfucker to be bad so bad that not only does he doesn't have to reach out for sex, he doesn't even have to reach out for threesomes, because the woman wants to please him so much, she's willing to do something. We're going to go back to that. I wanted y'all to see that. We're going to take our time with that. I want y'all to see that. I want you guys out here, all you guys watching, I want you to see what your life could be like, but y'all don't want this shit. Listen to what she's saying. Would you want to see me with someone else? I'm not sure if I can see you please another woman, but that's a lot to think about. I don't even want to go on a date tonight. Knowing that you are is tough. Are you serious with her? I don't want to get in the way with the two of you if you are. Now, listen, same woman that's y'all don't understand. Y'all don't get it. I don't think y'all understand. When you're the diamond, when the dick is a diamond, when you have diamond game and you know what you are, all these women do this because they know what you bring to the table is so great that they're willing to share you with someone else, and they convince themselves. We don't convince them. We don't say, listen to me, read my voice. We don't talk that way. Men don't talk that way. But as you can see, this is how it works. These women know, okay? These women know what we are. KSG, I got you 1 second. Let me finish this. But wait, let's look at this. Look, remember, same thing. We could go to the top or the bottom, but look what it's saying. First, she's talking about being with another woman or having sex, but look what she's saying. Let's take the line by line and look at what the fuck she's saying. I don't even want to go on a date tonight. You want to know why she don't? Listen, how many times are you telling you? We give women a contract that she cannot refuse. This is the paperwork. Here's the contract. This is the contract. The contract states simply this. I want you to live your life. I want you to go and do whatever you want to do. If you want to go out with somebody, I am all for it, because you and I are not going to be in a relationship with you. So if you're looking for Mr. Right, go ahead. Go on all the dates you want. You'll never have me run behind you or be insecure. It's the perfect contract for a woman. And a lot of them sign up for that contract, but then they don't realize what they signed up for. Yes, they signed up for that. We're going to honor the contract. But they're not going to honor the contract because they're going to stop wanting to go out. Listen to what she's saying. She doesn't want to go out knowing that he's already out with another woman. But what she's trying to get through her head, determine, and wonder, is it serious between the two of you? Because I have you on my mind. I am thinking about you. And then what she's saying is, I don't want to get in the way, but no, but see what she's trying to get, she's trying to play some games here. She's trying to. Let me ask this question real quick. Why does this woman that wanted my number say that she's busy all week and can't meet up with me, but still wants to? Because you a sucker. Boy, y'all don't even get it, man. Y'all. In Vegas, pool halls, card tables, and in the Serengeti, you're a man or nothing at all. And when you're nothing at all, you're fucking food. Why does this woman that wanted my number say that she's busy all week? All right, let's look at it.
Hi, how you doing? What are you up to? What's going on? Oh, what you watching on TV right now? What is your favorite ice cream you like to eat? What's going on with you? Hi, I just thought I'd say hi to you, see what's going on. When was your last boyfriend? What college did you go to? Why is the sky blue instead of pink? Why do you eat that cereal? Do you really actually like that cereal? I mean, my God, do you actually think that that's going to turn her on? No, you're turning her off. She sees what you are. As I said before, and I showed you guys this before, it will always come down to how you interact with the woman, but also how you interact with yourself. Because what's the problem is with you is that when you interact with a woman, you're going the wrong way because you're boring as fuck. There's nothing in you to make her say, yeah, I want to be with this guy, because you're boring, brother. And I don't mean to knock you, but you're just boring. You are just boring. And women don't want boring people. They don't want to talk to boring. They don't want to be around boring. They don't want boring texting them. They don't want you to have anything. That's why she doesn't want anything to do with you. Because there's nothing inside of you to make her say, damn, I must have him, or I've got to change my ways. I got to call him. I need to be with him. It's not happening. Let's get to the next one here. Let me read the next one, the last thing. Jim, if you're just joining us, we're playing this. Now let's go ahead and read the second portion of this message. I just want y'all to catch up. Y'all just catching up. Look at the roller coaster of different emotions that you see right here from the woman. She went from sexual to jealous to cooperating. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, this is what you're going to get, but everything is beneficial to the man. Tomorrow night we'll be naked. Happy to say that shit. See that shit? I was about to write something to you. I stopped. This is just so bizarre when I adore you. And she can't help the fact that she adores us. That's why we keep telling y'all. Beautiful thing about being a man is withholding ourselves from the market, because the value comes from us of who we are. And they value us by how we make them feel. And that's why they hate that, because they hate the fact that they lose control around a man. They can't stand that, gentlemen.
They cannot take that at all. And this is why we're showing you how men win. Because just like the woman that created, let me show you. See, just like this, the beginning of the dress, the man creates what he is to himself and what he can do. He brings that thought to his marketing team like the woman does his dress and then believes it enough to make said dress. Most of you guys just don't believe in what you are to yourselves. You do not believe that you're good enough to win. I didn't say that. You think that. But why? Guys, just think about it. Don't answer this right out loud. Ask yourself, why should she? Why should she? And if you can't answer that question, why should she, then you know why she ain't. Thinking that you can use money and all this stuff, it doesn't work that way, guys. Game does not move or work that way. But this is why everything is beautiful being a man. Because I can bet on myself. I can actually bet on me. I win. I win even when I lose. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Or for you guys, y'all call it a lose, but I'm good. I'm good. Because I bet on myself. Because I'm going to show the woman what's so valuable to me. You guys don't have any core fucking values. Because all you want to do is please everybody, but not please yourself. How can you be in this game trying to please somebody first and putting them in front of you? How does that work? How are you satisfied with putting a woman first and to a point where you worship the woman versus worshiping who you are? How does that shit fucking feel? How does that work? It should never work that way. It should never work that way. You should never look at the game that way. You've got to be able to transform who you are to yourself and withhold that from the market. From the market. Withholding yourself from the market by telling the woman the demand that you have of how you want to be treated. By marketing and withholding yourself from the market by communicating sexuality, embodying sexuality. Holding yourself from the market by not wearing a Superman cape and trying to save the goddamn day and let these women be accountable for their own fucking actions. Why do y'all keep trying to bail them out? Guys, y'all want to call in the number? 563-999-3056. I'm going to continue. How, guys? How? Keywords are how, man. You can't say no. You don't even know how to say no because you're so feeling so lucky. You're feeling so lucky that you have a woman around. Most of you guys feel like you got to do more than what's necessary just to get a crumb of her time. Most of you guys sit around here having to think or try to be perfect instead of just being fucking perfect. But perfect starts from the conception of an idea that you market to yourself, that you believe in yourself and you actually do it and you perfect that thing. Why do you guys think I tell you to rehearse? Why do you think I tell you to do that? Jacob, stop asking me the same question. I'm not answering because I don't want to talk to you. Ask me a question again, you're gone. Stop asking me this question. You call into the show. Don't ask me no questions, Jacob, because you don't want to know shit. Let me show y'all something. Oh, my dog, let me show y'all something. I'm going to show y'all something. I want to show y'all something. Oh, wait, I can't show. Wait, it's too late. Let me show you. Hold on, let me grab this shit. Hold on. Let me show y'all something. Let me show you guys something. That's too loud. Hold on a second. Let me find this shit. I want to show y'all guys something. Where I told you guys how game was when you have game. All right, when you have game, gentlemen. And this is part of the sound check. I want y'all to see this. I'm gonna show y'all part of the sound check. Give me a second. I'm at the download on something else. Give me a second. Let me find this page right here. All right, let me download this shit and show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. Remember, I told y'all I was gonna take a video of how to sound check, how when you sound check, how when you go to your spot, and the waiter knows you're coming there, and you have somebody at that spot, they already have everything lined out for you. Now the thing about me, y'all learn. See, I don't like metal. You know, like clinking the metal to my teeth is like a scraping of the wall. So I love plastic. But the reason I also love plastic is when I was in high school, I used to be a dishwasher. So I know what motherfuckers do with silverware. So I always would either have tell them to have my plastic already ready for me, or I'll get the fake plastic that looks real silverware. But I will never use silverware. I always use plastic. I always use plastic because I like to open it up knowing it's fresh. I don't know if this is where those motherfuckers wash that shit. So that's just a little thing that I do. But what I want to show you is that my waiter knows the salad. You'll see the waiter knows my plastic spoon and fork. The waiter knows the kind of bread I like that has three different kind of sauces to it. That has a bacon sauce, olive oil sauce, and I've got the third one, a buttery, some kind of garlic butter, you'll see. But also he knows that I love my favorite, I love lobster bisque, but I love it with a side of rice. So what I'm saying is when I sit down, the order's already ready to go. I don't have to order because I want to show you. Goddamn it. Why is that so loud? All right. I'm just going to play it. Wait. Let me see. Give me a second. Hold on. Wait. I don't want y'all to hear that. Wait, where is it at? Give me 2 seconds. Let me send it. Let me download it again because I thought I did it right. Oh, let me download that shit. Why is there noise on that shit? That's right. Let me see. That's right. So let me see. So that should be right. So I downloaded it right. Let me try to do a download one more time. I got to upload. Let me see if it plays without noise. All right, that's the right one. Okay, I'm about to show y'all guys. All right, it's number 2. All right, I'm going to grab this. Oh, guys, I'm going to show y'all what I was talking about. Give me a second. I'm about to grab it right now. And I'm going to show you. I want y'all to see this. I want y'all to see what I'm talking about with sound checking. I'm going to show you confidence and why this is so important. When you do it right, okay? I want to show y'all this. All right, here you go. I'm loading up, guys. Y'all want to call in. Everybody's watching. I'm about to show y'all. When you go to your spot, like I said, how do you seduce women? Wait. See, I got you, though. I'm going to answer that question 1 second. But I want y'all to see this. Like I said before, when you have your spot, This is part of, and I'm going to show you why this is the diamond. So all you're going to see is me sitting down and watch how I'm being served. I don't even ask for this. They know what I want. Watch this. Look at this right here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, that looks great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Perfect. Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
So what I'm showing you guys, not to show off, but I'm showing you what I'm talking about. See, when you have your spot, and you have it, you always have your spots, that when you keep going to that same spot, they already know what to order you. They know what to get you. Everything is ready to go. Your drinks, everything is ordered and go. And they got you, they have my silverware, my little plastic on the side and everything. Everything, gentlemen, was ready to go. And you want to know why it was ready to go, okay? It was ready to go because that's my sound check. They know when I go there, it's not a thing of what is my order. They're like, hey, your order's on its way. That's part of the diamond lifestyle, the diamond, why that I have the value. Guys, I'm a, yes, this is from River Oaks. Yes, this is what I told you, it was River Oaks. Yes. This is what I'm saying. I want y'all to see that. I want y'all to see that. Because what's important here is what you see is I'm being served. And that's no matter where I go. See, what y'all guys don't understand about the mom and pop places that gives it that little bit of intimacy is that that should be your spot. That's my spot. So whenever I go to my spot, I don't take you on a date. You accompany me because you're coming along with where I'm going. And whether you come along or you don't, I'm still going to get served the way I should be getting served. And there's still going to be women out there. Because at the place we were at, it was women all over the place. Women at the bar. It was women. It was all over the place. It was women everywhere. So it doesn't matter where I go. I go to go where I want to do and do that, okay? All right, L. Stevens, I got other questions. I got your questions, guys. Y'all got 29 minutes to call in if y'all want to. Let me ask this question. From what I've learned, to be straightforward with women, they know you're scared of what you – no, L. Stop all that goofy-ass straightforward. See, this is – I'm going to tell you guys why y'all got to stop this straightforward, stupid-ass thinking. I'm going to tell you why that straightforward is a gimmick. When you go to a restaurant or a fast food restaurant and you know what your order is, are you just telling them what you want? Or are you being straightforward? Tell me. I got you. Tell me, guys. I'm asking you guys a question. I got to answer y'all questions. Tell me, your problem is, L. Stevens, is that you're losing because you're trying to be something that you're not. You're not straight. There's no such thing as someone being straightforward. It's just somebody telling somebody what it is they want or their expectation. How is that straightforward when all you're doing is communicating? See, the problem with y'all guys out here is that y'all utilize these goofy-ass words that people be telling y'all, be straightforward. Be straightforward for what? What is the difference between being straightforward and asking for what the fuck you want? Because don't you do that when you go to the restaurant? This is what I want. This is what I want to order. So how the fuck is that? See what y'all got. Here's the problem with y'all service dwellers. Y'all get caught up in these words. I keep telling y'all these kayfabe words. Y'all get caught up in these goofy-ass words. Straightforward. How the fuck are you straightforward when you ask him how can you, Steven, and this is why you're losing, because you got this cult mentality. Somebody somewhere told you to be straightforward versus telling you to be a fucking man at your core and believe in what you say. And if you believe in what you say and you're willing, hold on, okay, let me show you how stupid that straightforward shit is. If you, my friend, know yourself at your core, meaning that whatever you want to say, you know why you want to say it, you can defend what you say, you can stand on what you say, and you can express what you say, is there actually a thing called being straightforward, service dweller? Is there? I'm asking you, is there actually a thing, gentlemen, called being straightforward if you keeping it a buck with yourself? When you keeping it a buck with yourself, this is why y'all lose, because instead of learning things that you want to do for yourself, you go around to these motherfucking YouTube streets, Lucario says, and listen to some motherfucker or motherfuckers tell you, oh, just be straightforward with them. Fuck does that mean? The fuck does that mean if you just standing on what you want to stand on? So guys, I got to stop that shit. This is why y'all lose with that nonsense. A woman once told me that she was demisexual. It's one of those things a woman tells a man she's not interested. So what is your fucking question? Is this one of those things that these women, well, yeah, pretty much. She's not interested. I don't even know how the fuck y'all even got on that bullshit. We already answered that question. C-Dog, how do you seduce a woman that's out of your league? You can't. What is more precious than a diamond damn near in this world? I mean, there's other precious jewels and shit, but why do you think DaBears and all these other diamond places, why do you think they push diamonds for Valentine's Day or Christmas and things like that? Because they have lowered the value of the diamond to give it worth and withheld it from the marketplace. But you can't withhold yourself from the marketplace, sir, if you're sitting around saying to yourself that someone is out of your league. And the fact that someone's out of your league, you're in the wrong place. How could one be out of your league, dog? That doesn't make any sense. That's like, I don't even know why. I can't even explain why you would even say that to yourself. That's sad. Sad you feel that way. Jesus said. I had contact with a lady in a car next to me. We traveled a mile up the road. She's smiling and flirting. We stopped at a light. I slipped her on my nut. Immediately, I got a text. Women. Oh, that's a statement. Guys, what I'm showing you is not elementary, man. What I'm showing you is not elementary. Okay? But understanding that I enjoy the act of passion and sex be an example of why women should take the opportunity. No. Sir, you don't have any game, man. That's the problem. You don't have any game, man. Yeah, you need to find out yourself. You'll never find out, though, because you're not a student of the game. You'll never understand it. You'll never understand it. You'll never understand it because you're just someone that just listens to things versus grow. You're not trying to grow as a man. Lines are open. We have, let me see. Lines are open. 23 minutes before the lines close down. This is why most of y'all guys cannot win, because it's a ritual that you guys have for yourself. See, the reason why I'm a diamond, or men like me are diamonds, is because everything I do is for me. And women are not used to us making everything about us. Women are not used to a man that can say goodbye. I don't need you in my life. I don't need you as much as you need me. I can walk away from you easily and fucking forget about you. And the only way a man remembers most of these women is because they crawl their asses back. They crawl their asses back. This is where the rubber hits the road, gentlemen. Because a lot of these women come back. We don't ask them to come back, but they come back because they know what they had it good with a man. They know they had it good with a man. You cannot build value when you don't have value of any sorts in what you are to yourself. Gentlemen, the reason why they want us so bad is because we have automatically have done the one thing that y'all don't do. You don't accept what happens to you as not failure. It's not failure. It's not rejection. It is just something that I am going to make peace with. I'm comfortable fucking up because I'm comfortable enough to be willing to learn who the fuck I am. What I can learn from the experience. Okay? Because everything you're going to do right now is riddled in fuck-ups and mistakes. I mean, if any of y'all know the bid that we do, if all my guys that have the bid, y'all do 30 minutes and put a bid, I always tell you you're going to fuck up. Because y'all, we go over the bid. It's funny. We go over the bid, guys, and they're like, oh, this is easy. I tell them as we start to work on this shit, you're about to fuck up. They were like, holy shit, I see why it's got to be 30 minutes because I never knew that women were like this. I never knew I had to be this way. But I ask all you guys to fuck up, okay? Mr. Gumbo, I'm going to ask you one time, please, sir. If you got a question, please refer it to me. Please do not disrupt the class. If you do, you will be kicked out. I'm sorry. I keep going. We cannot sit around and let people disrupt while we learn a game here. So either you're going to learn and sit and learn and ask questions for me, or you'll get the fuck out. It's that simple. I will continue. Gentlemen, every move you make is not going to be perfect. You're too busy looking for perfection. See, there's a difference in looking to be perfected, looking for perfection, and rehearsing what you got to do. Why do you think I'm the only one that tells you you got to rehearse? See, when you practice things, what you're saying is that I'll practice it because I don't know it well enough and I'm going to try to learn it. But rehearsing means I'm trying to, whatever that thing is, I'm trying to perfect it. And as I rehearse it versus practicing it, as I rehearse it, what does it do? It takes out all the mistakes. It clears out all the judgments and any unforeseen circumstances with the woman where I know I can make a simple decision when the moment happens. Okay. But making mistakes is fun in rehearsal because you're going to do it. You're going to make mistakes, but that's the fun thing in the game when you make the mistakes, because just like the woman in this analogy that I showed you yesterday, how many times do you think that she drew this shit perfectly? How many times do you think she had to erase it and draw it again and erase it again and draw it again and go over and over and over again, rehearsing this thing until she perfected it. And you know what the great thing is about learning game and rehearsing? The bigger the whatever it is that you're worried and scared about, I'm not going to tell you. You know what you're scared about. The bigger whatever it is you're worried and scared about, y'all ready for this one? You know why that's a beautiful thing? The bigger you fuck up, the bigger the lesson you learn. Y'all don't see it that way. Y'all see it as I fuck up, then the whole world, oh, she just defines me as a loser, and I guess I'm a loser. But what I'm saying is the bigger, whatever it is you fuck up, it's a greater lesson you learn. Because that, whatever that thing is going to help you grow as a man. But it's also going to help you see the world in a different point of view. See, you cannot see the world the way you are seeing the world right now, because the way you see in the world is the fact that you don't believe in yourself. You don't see the world the way you should see the world. And that's what I'm saying to you guys. You don't see it the right way. But the worst part you don't understand, is that when did you become your fucking mistakes? When did you become your rejections? When did you become, just because she has a boyfriend, she said, when did you become whatever she says you are? When did that become your business of what she does versus your I am? Because a lot of you got all this shit mixed up. Rejection is what happens. That's not who you are. She's allowed to reject you. She's allowed to say no. She's allowed to say, I have a boyfriend. She's allowed to say, I'm just not interested. She's allowed to say those things, man. But those things don't define me. Then when that woman cannot define me, the reason why she can't define me is because I define myself. How can someone define me? How? How? How can someone define me? How does someone define me that doesn't even know me? She doesn't know what I've gone through or what I am, but how can she define me? Let me continue this. Y'all can call in. You got 14 minutes to go on the calls. Why didn't she reply to my text message yet? She stalks me before. She says, don't lie. Stop lying, Red. Please, Red, please don't come in here with no bullshit. Stop that. Stop lying, man. You weirdo motherfuckers always want to think a woman. You're like the guy that goes to the shoe store or clothing store, and the woman smiles at you. You think she likes you because she's treating you well. Stop saying that shit, motherfucker. All right, Red, call into the show then. If you're serious, call in the show. Because Red, if you wanna go down this road, Red, if you actually want to go down this road, you got 2 minutes to call in the show. I will ban you from the show. Come on. You wanna go down this road? Come on. Call it. You got 2 minutes. Mark this. Got the time, 8:46. You don't call in by 8:48, you might as well block me because I'm going to block you. Because I'm going to show y'all. See? Y'all want to stand on that shit? Call the fuck in. You got 2 minutes to call in. Because you don't. See, one thing you got to learn here is if you can't accept your truth, well, then you got, hey, you better hurry up. You better hurry up. You got 2 minutes to call in. You got, yeah, thank you. Hey, thank you, Red. You better hurry up. You got the number. You got 2 minutes to call in. You gone. Or you just better go. You got 2 minutes. Now I'm going to show y'all, guys. Because if he about that life and about and he's standing on, he should have no problem standing on it and defending it, right? So we're going to see. We're going to see. Yes, King. The answer is yes, King. Yes. All right. You got 1 minute left, Red. You better call your ass in. Or you just might as well leave because this ain't for you. You want to stop the class to act like. And let me tell y'all why I'm doing this. After I kick him out, I'm going to tell all y'all why I'm kicking his ass out. After this, I'm going to tell them all why I'm kicking his ass out and why I'm doing what I'm doing. It will make sense to all you after this. Red, you better hurry up and call the fuck in. You got less than, your time is, you got 17 seconds. You better call in. You got 14 seconds. Better call in. You got 12 seconds. Better call in. You guys, I'm going to tell you why I'm banning them. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to ban them. 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3. All right, Red. Sorry, this is not the place for you, Red. I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors. Take care of yourself, brother. Peace. Get the fuck out of here. Let me tell you why I got them. Let me tell you why I got rid of them. The one thing I hate more than anything in the world. Gentlemen, let me say something to all you guys. And I'm not saying to you guys because this is a caring moment, but it is kind of like a caring moment. I appreciate you guys and I respect the fuck out of you guys because it takes a lot to be able to push aside your ego and self-importance to learn, right? But see, let me tell you, this is why I had to let them go. I hate motherfuckers that try to show the whole class that he's better than you. Because that's what he did. And that's why I had to say what I had to say. Because he tried to act like he was better than you guys. He tried to act like he was better than you guys by saying what he said. But here's the thing. He disrupted the class. If you're going to say that statement and make it seem like you're better than everybody else, then you should be man enough to defend that statement on the show because I don't want people coming on here making you look bad. That's not what this is about. And I don't want anybody in here. You know what he was? Guys, y'all know the fuck I'm about to talk. You know that little fucking kid in elementary school? There's always that one fucking kid. Like the teacher would be like, okay, guys, I need to know what 2 + 2 is. And then that motherfucker right there, 4. The answer is 4. Yeah, I fucking, the reason I know it's 4 is because I studied. I'm smarter than you, you motherfuckers. Well, if Johnny had 5 apples and he gave 3, oh, he has 2 left, Miss Crabtree. He's got 2. And everybody's like, dude, can I answer the question? He's the guy that's raising his hand and already answering the question because he wants to show off. And say, I study. You see what I'm saying? But that's why I had to do it. I did it because I don't want him to do that. I don't want him to act like he's better than you. A1 says, I FaceTimed this girl yesterday, but she kept talking about her topics, particularly because I asked. Well, then what, wait. Are we missing something here? You understand that you asked these dumbass questions? All right, dude, you need coaching. This is why you lose. You can't move forward because you're already creepy by asking the questions. When you start asking the questions, you're showing her how creepy you are. You're showing how creepy you are, man. Unfortunately, you kind of lost because you showed her how creepy you were, brother. You creepy. She's not creepy. You're the creepy one. And that's why you lost on that one, man. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, but, you know, man, come on, man. This is why I teach y'all game and why I tell you guys to accept your okay. When you rehearse, let's say you're talking to a woman and you wanna ask her out. You wanna ask her out. Like I said, you have your places to ask her out. You wanna ask her out. But because you haven't rehearsed how to ask her out, this is where you go wrong. And when I say when I'm saying rehearse, I'm saying that you have to know where you're going. You should know why you're going there. You should be able to tell the woman what she is going to expect going there as well. But also you're accompanying me to wherever it is I'm going. That's part of rehearsing. It's saying, I want you to accompany me. I don't want to go out on a date with you. I want you to come with me. I want you to come to my spot and see royalty in its finest by how I do that, okay? Brother, Oh. My brother, A1, if you're not talking to a woman, you're creepy. It's the bottom line. I'm sorry. If you're asking basic questions, that's showing you the lack of skill you have as a man. It shows that you don't know what you're doing in the bedroom. It shows you don't know what you're doing if you had the woman. It shows that you just don't know what the fuck to do, but ask her a bunch of boring shit that you actually don't give a fuck about. You don't give a fuck about siblings. What the fuck does her siblings got to do with her facing a pillow and her ass up in the air? Can somebody help me with that? What does her siblings got to do with you smashing or her getting up with you? Come on, man. Y'all got to stop this shit. Why would you ask her, what do you want to get out of this? What the fuck would you ask her that for? I'm trying to get y'all to see game for what it is. We got about 6 minutes left in the show, so y'all can hit me up. Let me know if you have any questions or anything. We want to wrap this up in 2 hours because we have a show later on tomorrow, so I can't be on too long. I got to rest my throat. But if y'all got any questions, go ahead and let me know. But this is what I'm saying to you guys. We'll probably do something Sunday night after that, and we'll continue to talk about this. But y'all are not even embracing the negative. Y'all not embracing the fuck-ups and things. But this game ain't about the fact that it's not about the fact that you don't know yourself. It's just that you think that you asking her a bunch of questions is going to show her that you are really an interesting person. You're not interesting. There's nothing interesting about you. So it just doesn't work. But this is where we got love for you. This is where we teach you to rehearse. Rehearse, dog. I am always trying to perfect myself to perfection by learning what it is I got to learn and keep doing it over and over and over again. So I will never have to think about it. I'm just going to do it. But y'all don't see that because you can rehearse all you want, but if whatever's in front of you is what you worship above you, you're not going to win. You're not going to win. Winning is not about sitting around and trying to be what she wants you to be. That you don't win that way. You'll never win that way. I want you to win because I care. I want you to succeed because I care. But do you actually succeed when you don't even rehearse what you are? You don't rehearse your bid. You don't rehearse your approach. You don't sound check. You don't do those things. This is why y'all are having the issues and problems with the women. So this is why y'all got to get y'all stuff together. Got to get it right. Got to get it right. But also what y'all got to get right at the end of the day is looking at a sense of urgency. Y'all have no sense of urgency. Y'all just want to do things slow. And this is why I always tell you, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common that they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. This is why you live your day, every day that you have of your life, like it is your last, like it is the worst and most important thing to you to live. Until then, you're never going to get that, okay? What is a good question that can lead to something deeper and more exciting? None. Nothing. Nothing. Because a question is only going to give you an answer. That's the problem. What would you talk about on a date or FaceTime? Me? A1, I'll give you just real quick before we wrap up, A1. Tell me something that she says. Just real quick, A1, real quick. I'll show you. Tell me something she said to you, A1. Just give me something. Hurry up real quick, A1. Give me something and I'll show you. I'll show you how that shit works. Just tell me something that she said to you, A1, real quick. Just something that she has said to you. Something real quick. Come on, A1. Something real quick. I'm going to give you a few minutes or I'm about to roll. So go ahead and give me something real quick, A1. Just something. Well, if you like that, wait till you see my kiss. The only reason I smiled at, the only reason you like my smile, and the only reason I, the only reason I'm smiling is because when I saw you for the first time, the smile that I had on my face was not a smile of happiness and things like that. It was a smile of, I know when I spend a little bit of time with this woman that I'm going to show her things about myself, that not only about myself, but what she's going to see in me that's going to change the way she sees dating or relationships. And that's what brought a smile to my face when I sat there and I knew that by looking into those eyes of yours and letting you see that I'm not a bad person, that, you know, it's not that I'm not letting my guard down as I'm smiling. I smile because I like what I see. But when I saw you, it wasn't just that beautiful body that you had that made me smile. It was also the thought process I had of what I'm going to do with that body once that opportunity meets, something I'm not going to rush into or anything like that. But if you like this smile right now, wait till you taste this smile. Wait till you feel these lips that are smiling right now on the back of your neck or whispering something in your ear. You see what I'm saying? This is, am I asking a question? Somebody? Am I asking, real quick, guys, am I asking a question, A1? Have I asked one question, A1? Or am I taking what she's taking me, and I'm just talking to her? All I'm doing is talking. I am not anything. Also, what I can go on real quick. Also, what I like about the smile is the fact that you get to see what's behind my smile. Because I'm going to show you what's behind that smile, because what's behind my smile is also going to lock something in you that's going to make you smile that much more. Where I can see what's behind those lips. Where I can see what's behind those thoughts. Where I can see what's behind the things that you want to do that nobody's ever told you to do before. That's what I like about you, and that's why I want to tell you about my smile. But see, this is what I'm saying, man. This is why it's a beautiful thing. Because at the end of the day, if you do it right, you're going to win, okay? Just think about that, man. Yep, and you know what? And because, hey, listen, you got to get out. Bye. I'm sorry. If you think it's cheesy, you're in the wrong room. Bye. Bye. I got to let them go. Because if you think it's cheesy, then it's not for him. I didn't say, what did I say that was cheesy? If you think what I said was cheesy, then this ain't for you. Get the fuck out of here. Get out. Because if you think what I said was fucking cheesy, what I said I think was fucking pretty smooth. But if you think it was cheesy, then I can't help you. All right, man. So I'll get at y'all later on. I might do a sex one late tonight. We might do a sex show late tonight. I'm in a good mood. We might kick a sex show off late tonight. But for right now, let me go ahead and rest my throat. I'm the Dean, man. Fuck with me. Get at me. Y'all know how to. And we'll see y'all motherfuckers later.
Just like that. Man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ay. Just like that, man, mindset. Gotta come back again, ay. Just like that, man, mindset. Email the man mindset at gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
That's funny. Don't y'all watch football? Y'all, they don't. Nobody watches football. Jesus Christ. Hey, ask for three first round picks, man. Get three first rounds. And your firstborn. Oh my God. Damn. Damn, don't, hey, don't trade him anything, dog. Dog, this is what you get? Man, that's some panty shit. Jesus Christ, he's in his feelings. He in his fucking feelings. My God. Damn. His pee-pee hurt. It's mad. God damn. Talk to your fire general manager. Fire your GM, no? Hey, you want that wide? Hey, I get you that quarterback, dog. Why the fuck you care what I do, bitch? Don't worry about what the fuck I do, bitch. What the fuck? What kind of nigga worry about what another man do, bitch? What the fuck you talking about? Wait, are you serious? Wait. Y'all gotta get these kids out of this league, dog. What the fuck is he talking about? That motherfucker got to, fuck you. How about that? Fuck you. You don't know big bitch ass shit. Hey, he always down. Fuck that motherfucker. I'm talking to the motherfucker ass why I would question my fucking draft pick. Fuck you talking about? Yeah, you running your fucking mouth, bitch. Right now, so I don't speak ho, but goddamn, dog, it's pains and feeling. I can't. Don't worry about what the fuck I pick, bitch. Why you worry about what the fuck I do? Shit. Got a whale. I'm in the motherfucking party, bitch. Who the fuck said that shit? They were talking that shit, that bitch. I know, you know, that's a bitch shit. I heard you motherfuckers do this. Yeah. Yeah, motherfucker. No, fuck, man. Why y'all fuck with these fuckboys, dog? What's up with these little niggas that's a fuckboys, dog? The fuck? Why y'all fuck with them? Took it out one. Why don't you shut your fucking ass up and let me pick what the fuck I want to pick, bitch? Fuck you, man. What's wrong with you bitches? Worry? No, don't worry. Don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing, man. I hate you bitch ass motherfucker. Thank you, man. I'm going to take that punter. All right, let's go ahead and bring this motherfucker in. Let's bring this motherfucker in.
I know you're very busy.
What is up with you, man?
What's up?
What's good with you and shit?
So what?
I said, what's good with you?
I'm good. You watch
Snowfall today or no?
Nah, I just watched it.
I'm going to
watch it tonight.
What you doing now and shit?
Thank you.
I know you're very.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Just riding it out, huh?
I'm just setting up a show for tomorrow and shit right now.
What's the topic?
It is how it is shit, come on, okay, there's a certain way that men communicate with women and other men. No, I'm good, man. I'm just trying to get this shit done. Just try to do this so I can go and relax a little bit. Just relax a little bit, sir. What you doing, security now? It's going to be crazy without what?
Yeah.
You're talking about Snowball? It's a finale. Oh, yeah. That's already done. Tommy done with that shit. That was over. That shit was dumb, man. Fuck. What's the reason? What are you telling me to say? Give me the write-off. Shit. I mean.
Pump it back.
Yeah. Looked like he was going to put something out on E. Yeah, it looked like he was about to put something out on E.
Who is?
I said Zag was.
What?
Not on, yeah, he's going to do a video on someone. On, something on E. But, yeah. Yes, sir. I can't wait to be like, man. That's Snowfall. God damn, the writers of that shit. Jesus Christ.
The what?
The writers of Snowfall. What's a good tagline for our topic?
Oh, you know.
Men always lead or something. I need a tagline.
Yeah,
you know, I think, man, I just watched, like, some highlights and shit, NBA. Kevin Durant about this as well. I don't know. I'll just say men speak with authority. Fuck that.
You said what?
Men speak with authority. No, I'm saying that's for a tagline. That would be the tag in that shit. That would be the tag, sir. So you got the top program, right?
The program is, what's it called? The ECAM, yeah. Yeah, the top program, right?
Do I got a what?
The main one, the pro, I think it's called.
I don't know. I just ordered it. I don't know. You know what?
No, I was asking, your ECAM, what did you get, the top one?
I got the top one. I don't know which one that was, though. See, I don't order nothing like in between. I really just, I like all the features. I don't like.
Yeah, I feel you, dog. I feel you, shit. Oh my gosh, shit.
Yeah. Get this out. Nothing else is going on. Nothing but the old girl. Everybody's there.
Your nigga's been chilling, bro.
I see.
About to be on this vacation, nigga.
How long you'll be in Vegas for?
4 days.
That's good. Are you just going with your boys and shit?
Huh?
I said you going with your boys. Oh, so you take your lady to the Vegas. Okay.
No, the lady. I ain't bring my baby out there, dog. Now, my lady going, my boys is going with their ladies. You know, they're going to get together and shit, but we're going to be out.
Oh, yeah, so you're going with your girl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going. What the fuck I mean, man?
Yeah, I know, nigga, but I had to make sure.
This motherfucker. As it should be.
Yeah, you gotta be turned up on this shit, man.
I said you gotta be turned up. When's the last time you did a live show by yourself? Oh, yeah, shit, 10 moons, nigga, shit, 10 years, shit, man. Yeah, that's I couldn't imagine. All right, let me grab this shit and post it. Let's see here, we got me, Acario 50, Zag, Miles, Angry Man. Oh my gosh. Gosh. What about that chick you made gain weight? Whatever happened to her?
You said what?
Whatever happened to that chick you made gain weight?
Oh, you're talking about Gordon?
Okay. What about that white girl? Spanish one that has a man?
Yeah, I took off her a little bit, but, you know, he really kind of worked out with her. You know, we only talk like on Tuesday sometime, Wednesday, but take it out, I think not around.
Right.
Yeah.
keyword is I.
She's at my disposal. Your bitch is at my disposal.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Like, this day, we get the real bitches on the back end.
Yeah,
that shit was hella funny. I was hella weak, and she was so right.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I got my client. I wish you could hear my client. I got my client in the wrong bitches right now, nigga.
Yeah, those women are creaming over that shit, though.
A lot of
them call them back. Yeah, they don't even probably understand why. Like, oh my God, why are they calling? Oh my God.
I got your email and shit.
Yeah, you know, I got to send out the links and shit, man. Yeah, I got to be on that shit, my bro. Got to keep the boat afloat. All right, do your thing. Holler back, bro. All
right, man.
All right.
I had a situation.